Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to San Jay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Was so strong.
Oh, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. This is your boy, Teddy J. And I should have my girl, Urban, in the building. What's up, Urban? All right, I think, okay, let me see what else we got. Is Tierra in the building?
Yes.
What's up, Tierra?
Hello.
I'm glad to have you on today's show.
I'm glad to be here.
Most definitely. First off, chop up some things. I'll just kind of give everyone an overview of who you are real quick, and then let you give your, start telling everybody a little bit how you got started. I actually met Tierra. She's another one of the people that from TimesDepot.com that, it's a lot of networking going on over on that site, and definitely I pick them up every chance I get because it's one of the very few independent social networks that I see that actually there's networking going on. And I can even go as far to say is a lot of times I see more networking going on there than I do on Facebook and Twitter. So I just find that so crazy. And yet this is yet again another person who made it big and started working what we got going on. So that's big ups to just having you on the team and whatnot. And you decided to start with the Justify Model Group movement, and you also in another movement that I'm going to talk about, too, in a second. So, first off, I want to talk about how did you actually get started in the violin industry?
There was a networking party at Club Escape, and that's where all the models, well, aspiring models, came out to work with different photographers and get free photo shots and headshots and stuff like that. And
right.
that was my first shoot. And then whenever I post pictures up on Facebook and on Twitter, I got a lot of people coming to me asking me, okay, I want to shoot you. I want I want this, I want that, and that's where it started. And then I teamed up with this guy called Reggie. He does Carolina Dream Girls, and ever since I've been in Carolina Dream Girls, I've just been getting more and more feedback.
Well, basically, you know, that's the thing. It always starts something very small, and that's crazy to hear. You know, I also kind of talk about you telling a lot of people are hitting you up as far as trying to get posters and whatnot, just to kind of touch on something real quick. I've noticed sometimes, like on your fan page, there's some people that, you know, they're saying about business, but ain't quite about business, and they just, you know, girl, I'm trying to do stuff with you, whatnot. And then all of a sudden, I was like, it's a hookup fest that I'm trying to work with you. Like, what's like your reaction on that? And how do you deal with that? Because I know, as far as in the model industry, as far especially when you're a female, you have to deal with that a lot.
Yeah, it's something different. Some stuff I can tolerate. Other stuff, I just go ahead and block people. I block somebody or five people at least a day from their comments. I mean, I have a lot of people on my fan page, and I have a lot of people on my main page, but at the same time, a lot of people keep it professional and be like, okay, you take nice pictures, I enjoy your work and stuff like that. But other people will be like, okay, when can I meet you, when can we sleep together, and stuff like that. Oh, I just go ahead and block them because I can't, because you, after a while, you let them stay, and then you ignore their comments, and then they'll keep going so that they can think they get a chance, but I just go ahead and block them as soon as they say something out of the way.
Right. I don't think necessarily you, it's the fact that the comments are like, I want to meet you someday. It's the ones where they acting real wild, like, oh, my God, girl, she don't understand, girl. I'm about to come tear you up, girl. So, yeah. Yeah, I noticed that, and I'm laughing, because I laugh at how, in my mind, just laugh at how thirsty these dudes look. Oh, man, it's definitely, you know, I definitely just have to say, I don't know how y'all, as females, how y'all go through that.
Yeah, it's different.
Okay, so as far as I'm moving forward from that, I had to definitely get that crazy, because you were talking about photos, right? That's the first thing that came in my head, because I see you all the time having to go in on people. That was like one of the first liked your page on there. That's the first thing I noticed. I was like, you got to be kidding me. But as far as you're also in the movement now, it's called the Carolina Dream Girls, and I wouldn't be allowed. They're a lot looking at what they got going on, and I'd say they're definitely one of those agencies that, when it comes to their models, they very, very much so, pretty much put forth that the model is who they're watching after, is that they have their best interest at heart. A lot of them don't have your best interest at heart. They hit you with all these fees the moment they start working with you, and you're like, dang, okay, so. Why, I mean, just justify where all these fees are going to. So, like, kind of give us a background of how you actually got started with Carolina Dream Girls, and then, like, your personal experience with them.
Okay. Well, his name is Reggie. He wrote me on Facebook, but he was overseas doing contracting. He came across my page, and he said that he wanted me on his team. So I said, by what team do you mean? Because I didn't know how they worded it or whatever, but he was talking about the Carolina Dream Girls. And when we did our first shoot, he recorded it. It was in Mazar Park, and it was a hot day, but it was fun. It was my second shoot. And with the Carolina Dream Girls, I think it's like six of us now, and They cater to us more than anyone else that I've ever worked with. I work with more than one photographer, but he also does videos. So we always get put in his videos, which we get more exposure with his videos, and then he do photo shoots so that we can also build our portfolio, but that all comes with the package. So working with the Carolina Dream Girls, all the females get along. We get along with Reggie. We bump heads sometimes about what themes we want, but that's about it. He's great.
Of course, I mean, you said bump. Of course you're going to bump heads. Everybody tries to make something, everything so peachy. Of course, when it's in business, you're going to bump heads, most definitely. It's about how you bounce back from and how you just work around this stuff, because that's what makes business – that's what makes it so great is the fact that you, everyone doesn't agree in the fact that all these different ways of working together or whatnot, while put it together, it makes, that's what makes it run so well. So definitely big up to that stuff there. So also too, you, as far as you talking about that park day too, you actually started working with someone by the name of Chief Tech, Multimedia, and definitely, like, I looked at some of his stuff, man. He got a lot of professional stuff going on. Like, what, as far as, like, stuff you've seen him do and with other models, like, what's, like, some of your favorite stuff he's done besides yourself?
I love his videos. Like, even the videos that I'm not in, I still love his concept of videos. I love how he shoots them. And I like the fact that he's cool with artists and he doesn't charge them so much because he wants to get his name out there. But his videos are very high quality and they're really, really nice.
Even the one from the photo shoot, that was, because he was the one that did that photo shoot where you was like on the lake or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, even that was really good quality. And that's the thing, you said, that's a lot of people. They know they have some high quality stuff going on, so they try to attack these artists over the head. I know people that do that, and I know people that hear that, like he's, it's just like how he is, that look out for artists. Like they know they have high quality stuff, but with great power comes great responsibility, and some people overdo the responsibility. Most definitely. All right, so as far as, like, most embarrassing moments you would say that have happened while you're in the industry, what's, like, the most embarrassing things that have happened to you so far?
I'm really, really clumsy. So I'll trip over anything. I'll trip over my own foot. I'll trip over one of the lights that they use to shoot the cords. I'm clumsy, and everybody knows about the clumsiness that I work with, so they already know what's coming, so they go ahead and laugh at it. Well, okay, go ahead and laugh, because I'm going to laugh too, because I'm just clumsy. It's okay.
So what's the clumsiest of all clumsiest things you've done, then, of all? I mean, you said you did a lot. I know a lot of them try to tell me they don't do anything embarrassing happen to them. I laugh at that. Like, come on, y'all hiding something from me.
Yeah, because they know, okay, we get, you know, the most awkward positions that you get in, those are the ones that sell. And so I get myself in an awkward position, or I'll fall back, or I'll fall forward, or something like that.
I know. We can't. I wish, see, the Chief, man, he need to make a video of something to outtake, just so we can. No, it's just for the comic relief part. We need something to outtake with me.
No, I'll be the laughing stock, because I fall.
But, see, that's the thing, though, too, is, I mean, I like the fact you shared it, because some people make it feel like, you know, everything is so peachy. But I was like, oh my God, like, there's nothing ever bad happens. It's just, no, it does, man. They fall a lot and whatnot.
Yes, we fall, we everything.
Okay, and as far, like, I like, and now, actually, now you have a, she just did another recent shoot, I just noticed she did, with a dude by the name of Superman.
Yeah.
And how was that shoot there? That one looked pretty interesting in itself, too.
His shoot was very challenging. Like, you have to, with Superman, you have to open your mind and think outside the box, because he doesn't tell you anything. He just shoots. Like, he don't tell you what poses to be in. It's all freestyle. He'll tell you yes or no with your clothes. If you don't have the right amount of clothes, or if you don't have something that he likes, okay, well, we'll shoot a different day whenever you bring that something. I mean, he's really, really good to work with, but at the same time, he challenged you, and he challenged your mind and challenged your work to make sure that you're the best and everything comes out. But he's really, really good. I love his graphics and his designs and how he airbrushed and everything like that. He's really, really great.
Speaking of, you said there's like poses. This is one pose where he kind of had you like, he was holding your arms, and he kind of had you leaning forward, like leaning backwards, like forward towards the camera. I thought that was a very interesting pose.
Yeah, I almost fell with that too. majority of the poses that photographers get you to do is to get you like curvy poses and to get you to arch your back. Because the poses that's more seductive, those are the poses that sell. So the more curvy you are and the more flexible you are is more of money that will come out.
Right. Okay, most definitely. All right, so as far as like, let everyone know as far as how they can actually catch up with you and just know exactly how Tierra does things or that's all your social networks and whatnot.
I'm on Model Mayhem. I'm on your website. I'm on Twitter at Sexy Corbin. Facebook, my Facebook is Tierra Corbin. My Model Mayhem is Tierra Corbin. My fan page is Tierra Carolina Dream Girl. And I'm on Diamond Depot too, as Tierra Corbin.
And also, I want to give, as far as the word of advice that, as far as other chicks are trying to get into modeling, what's like the biggest word of advice you can give them?
Starting out, you would have to have money for a portfolio. A lot of females come out and think that you're not going to have to pay out of pocket for anything, but you have to spend money in order to make money. Like your wardrobe, you have to buy your wardrobe first. A portfolio is like $200 or $250 minimum. It goes up higher depending on what you want. Majority of the things that come in a portfolio, you get your bio, you'll get your 10 poses, and you'll get in a velvet cover. But at the same time, you have to spend money in order to make money. You have to spend money. But a lot of females out here think that everything is going to be given to them and think that they're going to get everything for free. Now, mind you, I get mine for free, but I get requested. You have to be able to show an image of yourself and be a favorite for a photographer in order to let them give you something, but nothing's given to you. You have to earn it, or you have to spend money to make money.
All right. Well, we're going to roll on out, y'all. Thanks again for coming to the show, Tierra. And as just a reminder, everyone, if you're missing any part of the show, check it out at blogtalkradio.com/FettyJ. And you can follow on iTunes for free at Life or Death Live. And once again, thank you for coming to the show, Tierra.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Rolling on out. Everything you do, no matter how you do, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, through God, there is a way. Rolling on out.